references that I'll be reading back to back to back to back. And you probably won't be able to keep up. So I put all of those references up on screen so that you can read them along with me in real time. But we'll begin by just reading Revelation 21 and the fifth verse of that chapter. Where it says, "Then he who sat on the throne said, 'Behold, I make all things new.' And he said to me, 'Write, for these words are true and faithful.'" And we'll bow our heads together and ask the Lord to bless our time together here tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time. We thank you for each one present here, Father. We thank you for those ones that are interested in your word elsewhere, wherever they might be. Father, I thank you for the body of Christ, and I thank you that Jesus is at the center of that. And I pray, Lord, that you would help us to be appreciative, Father, of the faithfulness that you have shown, that Jesus has shown. Father, that you've ministered that faithfulness to us by your Spirit. Throughout the course of all history, Father, you've been so faithful to your people. Help us to appreciate that truth and lay hold of that faithfulness for ourselves in encouragement and joy every day. I praise you for it. In Jesus' name, I ask all these things. Amen. Well, tonight, as I've done a number of times throughout the years, I'm felt led to just let the Scripture speak for itself for the most part. I'll leave it to the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart what He wants to speak and well, make it pertinent to your own relative context, I suppose. In our opening passage here, the Lord told John to write, "For these words are faithful and true," and of course he was speaking of the revelation specifically there, but all of God's word is faithful and true, including the passages that I'm going to be reading to you this evening. And the theme will be evident before long, if not already there, as we see what the title there is. But I'll be bouncing back and forth between the New Testament and the Old Testament as it just kind of puts a cohesive thought together, or a cohesive theme. It as I was preparing the lesson, it just kind of was reiterated to me by the Lord just how faithful he has been in each of the contexts that are represented here. Like I said, I'm not going to give you the context of all of the passages. You'll know some of them. You won't know some of them. Some of them don't necessarily have a context so much as they just are presented out of the Psalms or something along those lines. But from the Old Testament through the Psalms to the New Testament and even today, God has proven himself faithful and given us his word. So if you'd like, just sit back. You can put your Bible down if you so choose, or you can try to keep up, but I'll have the scripture references for you on the screen. You can note them for yourself and read this again for yourself on your own time if you so choose. But we'll begin, and I'll just read without even really giving you the reference. You can read them for yourselves there in the bottom corner. But the word says, "God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, their Holy One, to him whom man despises," this is Jesus, "to him whom the nation abhors, to the servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise. Princes also shall worship because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel. Therefore know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for a thousand generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You establish the earth, and it abides. Righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments. Your testimonies which you have commanded are righteous and very faithful, and the heavens will praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness also in the assembly of the saints. For who in the heavens can be compared to the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened to the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be held in reverence by all those around him. O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty like you, O Lord? Your faithfulness also surrounds you. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Also your righteousness, O God, is very high. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you? You who have shown me great and severe troubles shall revive me again and bring me up again from the depths of the earth. You shall increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Also with the lute I will praise you and your faithfulness, O my God. To you I will sing with the harp, O Holy One of Israel. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. Your counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. Now, therefore, our God, the great, the mighty, and awesome God who keeps covenant and mercy, do not let all the trouble seem small before you that has come upon us. Our kings and our princes, our priests and our prophets, our fathers and all your people from the days of the kings of Assyria until this day. However, you are just in all that has befallen us, for you have dealt faithfully, but we have done wickedly. This I recall to mind. Therefore, I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. The Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. I think that throughout the course of all human history, the Lord has made it joyfully clear and wants it clear that he is indeed very, very faithful.